Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I guess the computer want to do what it do. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I'm super excited today because you know I love. So I'm going to start with Rain on Us. And then I'm going to play a love song. Then we're going to pray. This is Joshua. Roger, Raymond.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts.
Yes.
We need you to surround us. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Send rain. Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower?
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And you know today is the Love Goddess Day. Happy Valentine's, family. And I want to you to be your own Valentine. I don't care if you have the love of your life in your life. I don't care if you're single. I want to remind you nothing is more important than the love that you have for you. And I want to remind you to put you on your to-do list today. And even if you don't have a significant other, let me tell you, go on Groupon, get that $18 Groupon, and send yourself some flowers today. And if you don't like flowers, do something special, because you are all that God is. You are loved today. And I want to remind you today that you are love. You are such an amazing gift from God today. And I want to remind you that today, that there's nothing better than love. But more importantly, there's nothing better than the love of you. And so I'm going to play one more love song. I'm going to play a love song. And I'm going to play Nothing's Better Than Love. But today we're going to talk about how we see ourselves, you know. How do we expect miracles in our lives? What is our relationship with the earth, with money, with health? And we're going to have a great conversation. And maybe it's a dialogue, but, you know, in my mind it's a conversation. And I'm super excited because I want to remind you today that the answer is you. The answer is you. You are the answer to all of your life situations. So I'm going to play Mesa, Nothing's Better Than Love. You tuned in to the lecture on Valentine's Day, reminding you that you are loved.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown. And I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now,
to join to subconference, press number
that God is made
from 124, or press star.
The universe is amazing. And there's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry, shed a tear.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference.
And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Or press star to return to the conference. To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 124, or star, your conference recording has stopped.
Fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say, she's still in. And no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day. And I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say. Can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love.
Have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world?
Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram. That was Mesa, and nothing is better than love. She's singing with Kevin. And I can't think of Kevin's last name right now. He has a brother, Kirk Whalen. So his name is Kevin Whalen. So that's Kevin Whalen and Mesa. What's interesting about that, that comes from a CD that is for Luther Vandross. It was all Luther Vandross remakes, and it has different artists singing and celebrating Luther Vandross. That's nothing better than love. You know, originally Luther and Gregory Hines sang that together. There's nothing better than love. And so I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Valentine's Day. And it doesn't matter if you're single, if you're married, or if you have a boo or don't have a boo, or you have someone in life that's not where you wanted to be, y'all kind of in disharmony. Today, we're going to focus in on bringing the divine love within us. Again, I want to remind you to go to Groupon, Get yourself that $18 Groupon and send yourself some flowers from 1-800-Flowers today. And love yourself today or do something special today. And remember, we don't have to have someone else to love us just because it's Valentine's Day. I know you say, oh, it's easy for you to say that. But I've been through a lot, and I've been in a relationship where we wasn't completely there. I've been single on Valentine's Day. I've been in all the spaces. I've had amazing Valentine's Day, but there's no love like the love that you have when you can love yourself. There's something powerful and beautiful and amazing when you truly, from the depth of your soul, it's like eating mashed potatoes, and then someone comes in your life, and they put the gravy on it. But even if the gravy never comes, the mashed potatoes so good, you don't even need the gravy, you know? Or eating a banana split that's so good that when the cherry puts on there, that's just a compliment to what you already got because the ice cream's so good, you don't even need the cherry. But it makes the best, you know? I know. All right. We're going to get ready and turn with the end. Inviting divine love in our space, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this power, known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, knowing that everywhere present, God is. Knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. And so this week we've been talking about imagination. I want you to imagine. Remember, imagination is God's preview of your coming attractions in your life. Remember, when we go to the movies and we see the previews, where your imagination is where you get to see the preview of the coming attractions of your life. And I want you to go into your imagination right now. I want you to get still. And just get still and know that you are loved. That you are love. And as you become still, I want you to get focused in on the breath. You see, there's power in the breath. And so as we breathe in the idea of love, you are love. I am that. I am love. Love. And so as you get still in your mind right now, I just want you to get still and know that you are God. Be still and know that I am God. And I want you to take in a deep breath, breathe it in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe deep into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, and into the soul essence. And then release the breath. And so in this right now moment, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And in this right now moment, I just want you to place your hand over your heart and truly say, I love you. I love you. I want you to love the very essence of who you are. I want you to love yourself in this right now moment as we invoke and invite the spirit of love into the presence of this right now moment. I just want you to honor yourself as love. Let's go into our breath again. Be still and know that I am love. Breathe. And breathe in again, the last time. Be still and know that I am love. Let's breathe. Divine Mother, Father, God, come, Holy Spirit. Precious, precious Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from the higher presence of my higher mind self. Speak to me, O Lord, that I may speak to your people today, God. Speak to my mind, God, that my thoughts would be your thoughts, God. Speak through my mouth, God, that you will take over my voice and I may speak to the hearts of your people. Come, Holy Spirit, and let my be your words. Come, Holy Spirit, and let me come empty. Remove all of me right now and let the presence of you flow through. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless this call in this right now moment, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to bless every person who will come to this recorder line, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our thoughts, bless our words, bless everything in the cells of our body today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and remove any data, any information, and any behavior in our cells, atoms, nucleus, or even in our living system that is no longer serving a higher purpose. God, I ask you to come and let every cell in our body return to its highest vibration, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let love flow through every cell in our body today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint our thoughts today, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and anoint our bodies today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint our hands, Holy Spirit, that everything we touch, Holy Spirit, will turn to gold, platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and anoint us with the anointing of Abraham, God, that we would be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us with the anointing of Solomon, God, not only for the wealth, but for wisdom, God, to move your kingdom forth, God. Lead us, direct us, and guide us today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint our tongue today, that our words will be like David. Ooh, our cup runneth over, God. Oh, with favor, joy, happiness, success, money, substance, God, financial blessings, health in our body, God, love in the air, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and run our blessings over, God. I'm asking you to wow us today, God. I'm asking you to show up and show out in our lives today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and do your will. In the name, nature, and consciousness of love, I say amen, ashe, I say amen, amen, namaste. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning to the clouds, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the land, the soil, the animal kingdom. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the air, the ether, the water. Good morning, God. And good morning to our most angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite the angels into our call. Oh, good morning, as we dispatch a legion of angels into this call. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke our archangels and our ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite you into this call, our master guides and our spirit guides. And as we stop and pay special homage to our ancestors, and as we send love into our known ancestors right now and speak the names of our loved ones in our heart, good morning, ancestors. And as we send love into our unknown ancestors, and as we celebrate the history of our African American people, we send love into the ancestral culture of people who sacrificed and invented and gave so much for us to be where we are today, because we are the dream of our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. As we pay homage to each and every one of our ancestors. Good morning, Anastasia McAdoo. And good morning to Mama Colette Grant. And then to all your ancestors on this line, I send love into your ancestors this morning, thanking you for allowing your ancestors to come play with us on Love's Playground. Good morning, family. Good morning to my kings and queens, my millionaires and my billionaires. Good morning to my sisters and my brothers. Welcome to another episode of Love Journey, and I'm super excited to be here today. I'm super excited because you know I love love, and so I remind you today, do something special. You can go to Groupon. They have a Groupon for $18. You can get a nice bouquet for 1-800-Flowers. Send yourself something beautiful today to remind you that you are loved. You are loved. And so I'm going to play. You know I got to do a little Kim before we get started, right? And as I play Kim, I'm going to be reading from the beautiful Science of the Mind, reminding us that we are all that God is. This is Kim on your love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours.
I'm already yours.
At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love.
Can
you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. It is Valentine's Day. It is the Love Goddess Day. It is Lady Love's favorite day of the year. But I think every day is my favorite day, right? Happy Valentine's Day, family. Happy Love Day to each and every one of you. I want to remind you to go on Groupon, get yourself a set of flowers. $18 can from 1-800-Flowers. Buy yourself something special today, even if it's small or simple. Do something special because you are loved. You were created in love. Did you hear Kim now? You heard Kim say you are an instrument of divine love. Well, he said instrument of love. And there's nothing better than love. Nothing better than love. So today I want to read from The Science of the Mind. Rumi once said, love is a fire. I am wood. I like that. Love is a fire. I am wood. All right, come on, love, and fire me up. The Science of the Mind. Now, there's the Science of the Mind book, and there's the Science of the Mind daily devotional. The Science of the Mind, this quote comes from the book on page 478, The Essence of Love. While elusive pervades everything, it fires the heart, stimulates the emotion. It renews the soul and proclaims the spirit. You see, a universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact that God is love and love is God. And I like to take it a little bit further. That God is love, love is God, and you are love. That comes from the page 478 in The Science of the Mind. Let me check my phone because, okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't on mute because the first day I came back, I did all this talking and I was on mute. So the Science of the Mind's daily devotional says today, we may think we suffer because of a lack of love from others. I want you to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this today. We may think we suffer because of a lack of love for others, but that is never the case. I come to remind you today, our suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. Oh, I know somebody ready to hang up, but don't hang up. Hold on, don't hang up. Suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. Nothing is more painful than that. Nothing in this world is more painful than not loving ourselves. You see, I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. As you begin to feel your own love, as you realize how much energy you have been putting in trying to get love outside yourself, and how no matter how much of that you receive from someone else, it's never going to be enough. Because it's like an abyss. It's because it won't change your inner beliefs. If others say, ooh, I love you at the very core level, you're wonderful, you're not going to believe it. It's only going to be a temporary fix. See, no matter how many times I say, ooh, I love you, no many times your woman tells you, I love you. No matter how many times your man say, ooh, ooh, I love you. It's only a temporary fix. Because soon enough you'll be looking for more like a crackhead. Looking for more. Feeling for somebody to tell you and validate you that you need to be loved by somebody outside you. Okay, I know I'm adding a little more words to it. But, you know, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this, y'all. You see, no matter how many times you hear, you're wonderful, I love you, it's only going to be a temporary fix because soon enough you'll be looking for more than from them or someone else, because only self-love can fill up the emptiness inside of you. Only you can fill up the self-love energy that stems from your false belief that you are unlovable. Only you can change that thought, that energy, that knowing, because everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. See, if you're wounded inside and haven't addressed those wounded places, they're going to reflect in those around you because life is a mirror. And see, when people show up showing you that you're not loving yourself, guess what? They're just reflecting the mirror of what's happening on the inside. Self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, if I say I am the walking embodiment of God, how can I not love God as me? How can I not have the compassion for my God self? Because when we realize who we are as divine beings, loving the self is not a selfish act. It's an action which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Y'all got me started this morning. The affirmation is I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. Woo! Come on, y'all. Say that with me. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. My loving is assured. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. My loving is assured. That's enough right there. We don't even have to go no further today. That's some powerful stuff right there. That's some powerful food to things for the mind. I want you to feel that right now. I just want you to feel what I said right now. How can you say that you are a walking embodiment of God, that you are spirit manifested in flesh? How can you not love the God as you? How could you not have compassion for the presence of God filled in the clothes called whatever your name is on this planet right now? You see, when you realize that you're a divine being, you will realize that loving the very essence of yourself is not a selfish act. It is action, which assures your walking as well as a beneficial presence. Come on, y'all. Now I want you to think about this. And really feel this. Come on now, I want you to come with me. And I just want you to get in your heart space. We don't suffer unless we're in a space of lack of love. We only suffer because of lack of love for ourselves. You see, our suffering comes from us not honoring the divine being presence of ourselves. Stop letting our religion, our parents, our education, our conditioning, our veils keep us from the big knowing that we are the gift to the planet. Nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it. Nobody can show up on this planet the way you do it. God is so amazing. And how God, like I like to say, God is cold. God's so cold that when God created you, God didn't create nobody else with the same exact fingerprint. God's so cold that every snowflake that falls from the sky has a unique, there's no two snowflakes that even are the same. God's so cold, he said, look, I'm going to recreate myself in a unique aspect of each and everything that I place on the planet. Nothing will ever have the same footprint, blueprint, carbon, anything, nothing. And God loved you so much that God took God's self and said, let me place myself on the planet and let me call it Janine and Ingram. And let me call it all of you out there in the listening audience. And then when God looked at it, you ever created something and knew it was good? I think about sometimes when my mama, she cooked a good dish. I could see the pride in her eyes when the food was so good. It was good to her. That's how God said, ooh, when I created this right here, it was so good, it was good to me. See, when God looks at you, only God can see God's self. That's why God only sees good and only good. So this week we've been talking about imagination, vision. So in the middle of this right here, we're going to talk about I'm having a vision board class February 24th right here in Chicago, 7453 South Vincent, 2 p.m. Don't forget, put that on your calendar, February 24th, a vision board class. We're going to talk about the science of visioning. God has up-leveled this whole game, I'm telling you. God is so cold in how God does. See, God gives you more when you're ready for more. And I'm talking about spiritual now. Yeah, you can accumulate a lot of material things in life, but there's nothing like being able to accumulate spiritual characteristics, tools, knowledge, love, wisdom. And the more you're ready for, the more you allow yourself to be a conduit of the spirit of this universe that created all that is, the more you'll be fed and understand how to use your spiritual tools. See, there's a vision. There's a science behind vision boards. It's not just cutting out paper and pictures and print, but it's sacred to this visual prayer that you're putting together. And sometimes you wonder why you haven't been able to manifest what you want to manifest. We're going to talk about that too. 7453 South Vincennes. Don't forget to put it on your calendar. February 24th, 2 p.m. Come, bring a friend, and let's begin to really take it seriously. Please come on time, because a lot of times we come and we just come at the time where we put the vision board. But I want you to understand the science. Where do vision boards come from? I'm going to take you back through the Bible and show you where vision boards were actually in biblical days. I'm going to tell you some stuff that you're going to say, wow, God is amazing. So I just want you to put that on your calendar. And I want to talk to you today. We've been talking about imagination. If you remember, I hope you brought your journal again today, because I want you to put this again in your journal. Remind you, what is imagination? Albert Einstein tells us that imagination is God's preview of the coming attraction of our life. Let me say that again. I know I've been saying it every day since we've been back. And I really want you to understand, this is where the seed is planted, in the imagination. The imagination is more powerful than reality, because the imagination is God's playground. The imagination is where we get to see the coming attraction of our lives that God has for us. You know, when you go to the movies and you go and you see the previews before you actually see the movie, because every movie has a trailer and a preview. Well, that's what happens in our lives. We get the opportunity to see it in our imagination, the God's coming attraction of the previews of our life. That's what imagination is. I know you've got your own definition, but I really want you to hear that. And see, the reason why I want you, because I want us to take ourselves back to dreaming. Some of us have left our dreams in the attic. Some of us have allowed ourselves to no longer believe in the dream that God has placed in our heart. You know, the dream that was placed, and we used to honor the dream when we were little girls and little boys. We placed that dream and put it in the attic because we didn't believe it was possible. So I want to remind you today that it only works if you work it. And I want to put this back in your mind, in the forefront of your thoughts. What is your coming attractions been trying to bring into your space? Put your desires and dreams to the side because you're so busy honoring somebody else's dream and desire, doing what other people want you to do. And so I promise you today, I know we talked about relationships and a lot of things in the last couple of days, but I want to talk to you today about our relationship, you know, because this is relationship week. We had a relationship to ourselves, relationship to others. Today we're going to talk about our relationship to money. And whether we want to believe it or not, there's only one relationship, and our relationship is to self. And so how we relate to ourselves is how we relate to everything else in the world. And the reason why I want to stop and talk about how we see ourselves, because a lot of times the reasons why we're not being conduits. So let me tell you what my spiritual advisor told me yesterday. And what's really interesting about this comment that my spiritual advisor said to me is very, very thought-provoking. So many times in life we look at what we're manifesting or what we're not manifesting, and we go into the space of, you know, not enough, not this, not that. But she said if we want to manifest money in our lives, we got to clean our hearts. I want you to think about that. And I'm going to give you the exact words that she said, but I want you to stop right now. And I just want you to just place your hand over your heart. What have you been holding on to? And we're going to talk about the difference between self-image and self-worth today. Think about developing your relationship to money. I want you to think about your relationship to money has a lot to do with how we see ourselves. How do we see ourselves? How do we see ourselves in this spectrum of life? And most of us, no matter what it is that we see, especially women and sisters of color, we never see ourselves good enough. So, if money is a heart condition, here's the big revelation. Even though we haven't been taught that money is a hard condition, I want you to think of it this way. If money is energy, this is what my spiritual advisor told me yesterday. If money is energy, it is currency. In order for currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest in material form. Just as electricity needs a conduit to transmit light, energy needs a conduit to manifest money into your bank account. And that conduit is what? Our heart. So when we're dwelling in negativity, harboring anger, resentment, jealousy, regret, all those low vibrational tones, you are energetically blocking your blessing. And when you are in survival mode, you could be doing all the right actions in the wrong energetic expression while wondering, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. We have been positioned as workhorse, cash cows, beasts, the burdens, scapegoats for other people's dreams. And it's so difficult to make money when you are energetically in survival mode. And I want you to think about that. So many of us are always thinking about survival. Now, you remember when we read together the book, Wealth Choice? You remember the first thing John Johnson told Dr. Dennis Kimball? If you want to know how you feel about yourself, check your bank account. And we're going to take it further. If you really want to know how much you value yourself, check your savings. And when I first heard that, I really didn't really understand the correlation. Why would my bank account have anything to do with how I feel about myself? And that's why I want to talk to you today about the difference between self-esteem and self-worth. You see, we've been taught that money is a tangible object. And just as our bodies and our breasts, our back and our womb have been treated like objects, let me make it plain. Historically, we've been treated like objects, so we relate to ourselves like objects, and so we treat our money and relate to money like that. Something to be used, ignored, trashed, pimped, exploited, plundered, tarnished. In street language, we treat it like, well, I'm not going to say that word. Think about it. When you start to realize that money is actually God, spirit, currency, made manifest, you start to honor money as a demonstration of the abundance of spirit made real in your life. Let me say that again. When you start to realize that money is actually God, spirit, currency and energy may manifest, you start to honor money as a demonstration of the abundance of spirit may rule in your life. My world transformed when I shifted from relating to something I could see to a phenomenon I could feel in my heart and my body coursing through my veins. I'm going to say that again because I want you to integrate that. I want you to feel that. You see, when you start to realize that money is just I come the form of God, spirit, currency, energy made manifest. Then you begin to honor money as a demonstration of the abundance of spirit made real in your life. Your world will shift. See, it's easier to see the phenomenon of money when you can feel it in your heart, in your body, and coursing through your vein that you and money are the same. You are money, money is you. You are God, God is you. We're all energy beings. And when we tap into that God within us, when we come face to face with our own magnificence, then you'll realize and embrace that you are not your wounds. You are the answer to millions and millions of people's prayers, and your life has prepared you for such a time as this. Let me say that again. When you come face to face with your own magnificence by tapping into the presence of God in you, then you'll realize you are not your wounds, your pain. You are the answer to millions of people's prayers. And your life has prepared you for such a time as this. I want you to feel that. Because you are the dream of our ancestors. You are the dream our ancestors slaved for. You are God wrapped in flesh. You are the way, the truth, and the light. And when you heal your heart, you heal your history. And when you heal your history, you heal the world, because you are all that God is. You see, this healing our heart might be the hard part. You see, money is the easy part. But healing our heart can be the whew part. You see, when we think about it in truth, we've already made millions of dollars for other people in the span of our adult life working for others, student loans, compound interest. But now it's time to emancipate, free ourselves emotionally to make millions for ourselves. Or hundreds of thousands for ourselves. It's about letting your life shine so brightly that the millions of people that whom you are the answer to their prayers can find you and you and pay you top dollar for your gift of just being you. Let me say that again, because I know you couldn't get that. You see, it's about you letting your light shine so bright that the millions of people whom you are the answer to their prayers can find you and then pay you top dollar. It's about opening your heart to receive all the goodness that is yours by divine right. It's allowing the world to handsomely reward you for the inherent value and an intrinsic worth you naturally bring to life itself. So guess what? If all of us in this right now moment on this call could heal our heart, and around the world stop seeking validation and still for themselves with the same fervor that we have for protecting those we love, especially my sisters on the call. You think about how fervently we protect our children, how fervently we would go to the ends of the earth for our children, but we won't do it for ourselves. I want you to think about that. How many times have you gone to the end of the earth for your children, but you won't do it for yourself? Can you imagine my brothers and sisters in success having so much wealth you can write the check to, you can retire your parents, fully fund each child's college education, pay for your dream home in cash, alter the financial influence of your bloodline, all of this just because you decided that I want to monetize my mess by calling in my own courage, by cashing in on my courage. We can dollarize our disappointment. We can pimp our pain for profit just by healing our generational wounds, baby. Let me see your time. I want you to think about that. Oh, wow, it's already at the top of the hour. So I'm just going to talk about one more thing, and then I'm going to end it up. Because making money is a hard condition. I know this may sound a little harsh, but I want you to know it's a hard condition. But making money is a state change. It's a change in the conditioning of our thoughts. I heard once it's easier to make $1 million than it is to make your first $100,000. Well, I don't know that to be true because I've made hundreds of thousands. But they say it's a state change. It's like going from water to ice to a boil or from cocaine to crack. It's a state change due to the history of the hurts we inherited regarding money. We relate to ourselves either as a commodity or an animal. You see, a commodity can be bought or sold based on the service provided. An animal, a horse, a mule, or goat is used and reused until it's used up, exhausted, depleted, useless, and once it's past its prime. It's no longer of use, right? Think about it. How many of us have treated ourselves like that? We worked hard and worked hard at these jobs, and then when we were of no use anymore, we get a half a retirement or not enough to live on. Because we thought of ourselves as that commodity, opposed to really understanding the value of who we are. See, in reality, money cannot be made. No matter how, this may be a radical thought, but money cannot be made. It's not a tangible artifact. So how could it be made? You can't really touch money. You can touch the sign, the signatures. But money is actually the exchange of energy. So think of it as currency, like water, electricity. Money is fluid. It moves and conforms to the various conduits required to channel currency into material form. So let's go back to the slave master. The slave master, the conduit to creating the labor force to flourish the antebellum South economy, was black women's bodies. They used our wounds and our physical exertion to make themselves rich. So if we as black women want to change our relationship to money, we got to transform our entire relationship to money from effort to energy. You're going to have to access your own conduit, and your conduit comes in your heart. Now, money cannot manifest through a congested heart. The conduit you're going to have to access is your heart because money is energy and not effort. You need a clean channel to have money show up in material form in your bank account, just like wires that run through your walls. And when you flip the switch in your living room, the space is illuminated. Your heart has to be clear so that spirit can move through you to manifest your dreams. Now, remember yesterday, what did I tell you that dreams were? What did you remember? I want you to make sure you get this right now. When you look at what a dream is, what is a dream? A dream is God knocking at your heart. Your desires are God knocking at your heart, saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. And when you don't allow the spirit to manifest through your heart, to allow your dreams to flourish, you block your money flow. Because money cannot manifest through a congested heart. The reason money can't manifest through a congested heart is because you have turned against you in the hearts of heart. You blame yourself. You put yourself in an emotional prison, in an energetic chain gang. Resentment, regret, guilt, shame. So if you want to shift from effort to energy, you have to become an emotionally attentive to yourself as you would a lover. See, it all comes back to the same thing, don't it? So I was like, well, what's this going to have to do with self-love, right? See, if you want to shift from effort, meaning putting a lot of hard work and physical to energy, you have to become emotionally attentive to yourself as you would a lover. Instead of stuffing it or working on top of your hurts, you need to pinpoint where you're in pain so you can heal. Places where you feel disempowerment, you know, where you feel so disempowered, you have to tend to your hurt and heal the heart because God's conduit to show up in your life as your dreams manifest through your heart. You got to heal your broken heart, which shows up in your money as being broke, so you can receive your cultural divine heritage. We got to go within, family, and we got to love who we are. And I want you to think about that right now. That's a lot to really put point in it. But most of us make money because we crave certainty, security, stability, and acknowledgement. But some of us make money to be needed, to be in charge, to dominate, and never so that we can never feel powerless. But all these readings are still survival strategies created from a moment of crisis in life where we got a heart broke. So instead of focusing on how to make more money, we got to focus on healing our heart. When you heal your heart, your survival takes over to protect you. The behavior that serves to fix it is the wound. So you got to go to the source of the behaviors that's been drilled down to what is really driving you so that you can heal. Heal that emotional heart. And I have some things with that I'm going to give you that I want you to write in your journal and ask yourself today. Because so many times I've talked to so many of you on the line, and when we get to talking about certain things, the first thing when we get to talking about something we want to manifest, I hear us say that word, we cannot afford. I don't even like to say it out of my mouth. But that stops the energy flow as soon as you say you cannot afford. But if you take a pen and paper, go within and ask yourself, how can I bring this situation into my experience? Because if money is energy and money is God and energy is flowing and abundant everywhere we are, then what do I need to do to bring this into my experience so that I can manifest more than enough? More than enough. So that money won't have to be a concern. And so as we think about our relationship to money today, let's talk about the difference between self-esteem and self-worth. So when we think about ourselves, we think about how we view ourselves. Self-esteem is basically a psychological term that we define self-esteem as an internal evaluation of oneself based on one's feelings, thoughts, and even lived experience. So let's think about that. When we think about the self-esteem, we think about it based on one's feelings, thoughts, and even lived experiences. Our self-esteem really comes from the idea of how we feel about ourselves, right? And on any given day, we could feel anything about ourselves depending on how we woke up, right? So based on that, it can go up and down. Some days you can be the best manifest on the side of the planet, and some days you feel like, whew, what's going on, right? Now, self-worth is not based on an internal valuation. It's rooted in valuation. And when you think of something of value in a financial term, it simply means an external assessment of an asset to a community or group or something like that. So what am I saying? Self-worth is not based on how you feel about yourself. It's based on you being an asset to your community, you being a value in what it is that you do. So let's take an example. You know, I may not be 100% in my self-worth, in self-esteem today, but my self-worth is still valuable in the community that I serve. That means there's an external exchange for the value that I bring to the table just because I showed up. It doesn't have anything to do with how I see myself, just the fact that I was born is good enough for me to be paid. So I want you to think about how we are identifying ourselves and monetizing how we show up in the spaces that we show up. When we think about our self-worth, it's not an intrinsic value system. It's a value based on me being of service to other people and me getting paid just because I am. That's it. Nothing more than just because I am. And what I bring to the table is value. And when we begin to see ourselves as valuable because of the way we were gifted, the gift of life. And the world tells us what? Our gifts will make room for us, right? What is our gift? Our gift is our calling. And if everything comes in our life to help make us better, then even our pain is a value, right? Because the pain that wherever you got your heart broke at is your story, is your money-making story. And everybody wants to hear your story because, really, it's stories that people pay for. People love to hear a good story that's with somebody they can identify with. Oh, he broke up, and then she overcame it, and this is how she did it. And then if she can do it, I can do it. Oh, that happened to me too. And they can identify with the pain because they've been through that similar pain. And so your story is valuable. It's everything that happened in your life. Nothing. I don't care if you was a prostitute. When that lady came on here who told her story of being so, you know, being a prostitute for years, starting at the age of 12 years old, being hooked on drugs, selling her body on the streets, and now she uses her story, her pain story, to make help other sisters who have that same situation so they don't have to sell their body on the street. And now she takes that pain story and creates a solution for others who are coming, who've been waiting for somebody like her. Don't you know your story? Is your money maker, is your million-dollar formula? So many of us are always looking outside ourselves for the answer. And so today, as we end this situation, what time will you spend today going back within yourself to find the gift that you are to the planet? See, Reverend Ike always says, he says his best, it's not money that makes money, it's ideas. And I'm going to take it one better. It's your story that's going to make your money. Your story that's going to prepare you, your pain that's going to propel you to your success. Think about the words that Michael Jordan said. He said, if I made you think that it was my flash and not my fire, I apologize. He said, if I made you think it all started at the free throw line, I apologize. He said, because it was my pain that propelled me to my success. It was my 10,000 failures that made me who I am today. What story do you have in you that somebody is waiting to hear? What pain story has you ever overcome that somebody needs to hear today? And so I want you to go within yourself today and ask the presence of the Most High that lives inside of you. What do I have to start with to begin my journey of manifesting my dream? And I just want you to start with what you already have, because it's closer than you think. Your dreams being manifested is closer than you think. It is already with what you already have. I'm always hearing people wanting to get better, wanting to prepare for something, always wanting to have something outside themselves before they get out there and have their voice, have their say. But I'm asking you today, because somebody is praying for you right now. You are the answer of somebody's prayer today. I want you to prime the pump of your inner resources and start with what you have in this right now moment. What do you have in this right now moment that can take you to the next step? Because you're already worthy of all that you desire. You don't have to. See, this is what's so amazing about understanding ourselves as the gift. There's nothing you have to do to earn the gift. There's nothing you have to be to earn this gift. The gift was given to you the day you was born. And now you have to open the present and allow that gift to shine. There's nothing you have to do. to earn God's love. And there's nobody on this planet more worthy or deserving than all the people on the planet together. Nobody. Nobody on this planet is more deserving than one other. But it's just using your spiritual tools. It's just opening your heart. It's just allowing yourself to be seen. It's taking bold courage and saying, yes, this is mine. And I will allow myself to receive it. Knowing that I am worthy, I am deserving. And so today, I ask you to take your dream back. I ask you to take your visions and your desires and put them back in front of you. Take the dust out of them because you've released them into the attic of your mind. And know that that dream and that desire is the answer to your prayer. The answer. And expect that dream. Have an expectation of God's miracle in your life. And even if that dream may just be simply to heal your body right now, maybe your dream is to simply just, it could be simple dreams. It could be major dreams. It could be small dreams into bigger dreams. Take an effort today. Some of us are experiencing so much pain in our bodies that it's hard to think about anything else. Some of us are so caught up in this disharmony in our relationships that we can't get past. Some of us are caught up in desiring somebody to be more or different, or our children to be this or whatever, that we cannot get focused. Today, I want you to really think about if everything is a mirror that's showing up, why is this pain in my body? What is this pain in my body a mirror of? What are my children showing up like this a mirror of in me? What is the relationship that I'm in that I'm not satisfied with? What is it mirroring inside of me? What is the lack of not being able to finance my dreams a mirror of in my life today? If we want something to shift, we got to be the shift makers. Woo, that's a good style. We got to shift it. You want something different? You got to do something different. Albert Einstein said we cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it. Albert Einstein also said the definition of insanity is doing something the same way all the time, expecting a different result. But he also said that imagination is God's preview of our coming attraction. Sometimes all we need to do is just get in our imagination. Sometimes we may not have nothing else to do but just to sit still and go into our imagination and allow the visions of God to move through our body so that we can see and then ask for direction. Sometimes we might be at our wit's end and we don't have physically anything to show for anything to make anything happen. And so sometimes all we need to do is just get still and get into the imagination of God's playground. Some of us are not expecting miracles anymore. Some of us are not expecting to be able to dream what some people call impossible, but there's nothing impossible. That's why impossible is what? I'm possible. It's possible. It's possible. And we see it so many times by the stories of people who came before us. We hear the story of Colonel Sanders, who was in his 60s, late 60s, close to 70s, finally getting a chicken deal to open up his chicken store. When he went to 1,067 people, it was 1,067 no's before he got one yes. He was homeless, staying in his car. But look, everywhere you go, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't care if you live in whatever state, I'm pretty sure there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken there, right? And I'm sure you probably fried chicken better than Kentucky Fried Chicken. They call that chicken thicken, finger licking good. Your dream, your life Healing is possible. Healing in your body. Healing in your relationships. Healing in your children. Healing in whatever areas need to be healed is possible. Because why? There's only God. There's only God, the good, omnipotent, omniscient, everywhere present is God. There's not a place God is not. And so as we remember some of the miracles that have happened in our lives, I want you to go into your heart right now and just remember the time. Because there, no matter how many times you worried, there was always a time that you thought or didn't know how the situation was going to turn out, but God brought you through it. I want you to remember that right now. How did that make you feel? When you thought you was at your wit's end, you thought you was out for the count. You didn't know how you was going to make it. You didn't know where the money was going to come. You thought you was going to die. You thought nobody would ever love you. You thought you would never find a great relationship, whatever. And God showed up and showed out. I want you to remember that. And in the imagination of your mind, I want you to see how that made you feel. How did remembering that God showed up every time? You see, because it's in our gratitude that we get more. The more comes into our presence. And so as we move into the place of our heart, I just want you to go in your heart right now and be reminded of the time that God showed up. When you thought you were losing your house was in foreclosure, and you hadn't paid enough, or you didn't know how you were going to pay your rent. But I just want you to go there right now and just say thank you. And I want you to say thank you from the depth of your soul. Thank you. And I just want you to just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just thank you, God. And if you can't remember a time, I just want you to thank God anyway. If you ever had a healing in your world, your body, your life, your home, I just want you to just say thank you. And if you've forgotten, you can think about some stories in the Bible. He divided the Red Sea. That's the same God today. When Sarah thought she would never have a baby, that's the same God today. When it wasn't enough food to feed the masses and Jesus stopped and said thank you and multiplied the food, I just want you to say thank you. And see, that's the same God that can serve in your life today. The presence of that same energy lives in you as you all around you today. And I want you to look up and find your direction today. I know some of us are awfully thirsty. And I want you to remember when the children of Israel was in the wilderness and Moses struck the rock. And it was from the living waters that they were able to drink. It was the skies that God commanded to open. And then he opened the windows of heaven and rained down manna upon the children of Israel. You see, Jesus ascended and moved into another level of consciousness. But Jesus said, he will send a comforter, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, the healer. It's right here that it's in us, that can minister to us in any way we need it. Come, teacher, comforter, wonderful presence, and let us be healed today. And I want you in your presence consciousness right now to touch the hem of God in your consciousness right now and let it feel every cell in your body and just say thank you. I just want you to say thank you because you are a divine being of the divine mind of God. Just say thank you. Thank you. I just want you to say thank you for God for making me so unique that nobody can do what I can do the way I can do it, God. I just want you to say, God, give me the courage to live out the dreams and play full out in life. Come on, Holy Spirit, touch my body and heal the presence of me that is not allowing me to show full up, full play out in the way that you intended me to shine today. I want you to touch yourselves and know that the presence of God as you is ready to shine. Be free, be happy, be joyous, and find pleasure in being the gift on this planet. You see, nobody can do you the way you can do you. Only you can. So as I leave you today, I leave you in the knowing that God is waiting to shine through you. Will you say yes? Somebody, you're the answer to their prayers today. You see, somebody is praying for you to be the answer to their prayers today. Somebody is waiting on you to show up and shine your light on the world. Will you say yes to yourself? Will you say yes to the dream? Will you fall so deeply in love with the presence of who you are that the being of love will shine everywhere you go? So on this Valentine's Day, I remind you that you are love. And as I reread to you The Science of the Mind, because I think it's that important for us to hear these words, and I want you to embody this today, that you may think that suffering is because of lack of love from others, that people don't love you, and that's why you're suffering, nobody really cares. But that's not the case. See, our suffering only actually comes from us not loving ourselves, because nothing is more painful than that. You see, I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. And as you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you have been putting into trying to get love on the outside, and how no matter how much of that you receive from someone else, it'll never be enough. That's because it'll never change your inner belief. Soon as somebody says something wonderful on a core level to you, you're not going to believe it, because it might be a temporary fix, but soon enough, you're going to be out there fiending for more, somebody to tell you something else. You're going to be fiending out there like a crackhead looking for crack. Oh, I need somebody else to validate me today. Somebody else to tell me I'm good enough today. And it's only going to be a temporary fix. It's not going to be a permanent change, because only self-love can permanently change the emptiness that's been inside of you for so long, that stems from your false beliefs, that you believe that you're unlovable, that you're not good enough, that you cannot when you can. See, everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself, because if you're wounded on the inside and have not addressed those wounded places, they're going to reflect back to you like a mirror, because life is a mirror. What is your mirror saying to you today? Self-love is vital to the well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? How can I not have compassion for my God self? When I realize who I am as a divine being, loving myself has never been a selfish act. It's an action of me sharing the God presence of me with the world, which assures my walk as a beneficial presence of the walking embodiment of God. I am love. And when I look in the mirror, I behold the face of that love. Today, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with that gift is a gift back to God. I remind you to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to dream. But not only dream, but live your God-sized dream. Remember, family, you love. I leave you with this song. It's you. The answer is you. Now, even though this song is a love song and he's telling somebody he is them, but I really want you to internalize the words that it's you. it's you, only you that can love you and feel you and be in all the things that you're looking for outside yourself, whether it's money, healing, whatever. It's already inside of you. Your healing is inside of you. Your body is in diseasedness, the healing is there. If your money is lacking, your money is there. You're in disharmony with your relationship, your marriage not going. It's all within you. It's all reflections of you. Let's heal, family. As I remind you, 74th in Chicago, I will be holding a powerful vision board experience. 7453 South Vincennes, 2 o'clock on February 24th. I just want to remind you, Tema Azizi Savoy will be here February 22nd. That's 222 family. She's going to be here on February 22nd. We're going to talk about pleasure. Yes, because she's having a retreat that I am one of her featured speakers. August 9th through the 12th in Maryland. And I am one of the featured speakers. And so we're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about something more important than just the retreat. But we're going to talk about pleasure being the GPS system. Did you know that pleasure is the direction or a guide to us finding our spaces? Happiness is truly God's will for us. And so when we feel happy in our soul and the joy in our heart and pleasure, that's the direction, that's the answer saying yes. And we're going to talk about how can you get more pleasure in life? How can pleasure be your driving force? Because, I mean, you know, what is it to live life and not be in pleasure? How many of us know so many people and nobody is really happy? Nobody is really living this pleasure-filled life. We're going to talk about that. The power of pleasure. That's February 22nd, family. Just want to remind you. Bring a friend and let the healing begin. If you come into the vision board class or you know someone who could use this powerful technique and technology, we're going to talk about the science behind visions, the vision boards, why they work, why they don't work, where does vision boards come from. I'm going to show you through the Bible where vision boards were biblical. And not just the passage where it says write the vision and make it plain. Because a vision board is a visual prayer. And we're going to talk about that. So as you move through that calendar, put that on your calendar. That's February 24th now. You've been listening to The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I want to remind you to do something special for you today. You are so worthy and deserving of something special. And as I remind you, this is Elle Huston, the Shoe Family. Only you are the answer to you. Also, if you like flowers, Groupon has a very special gift today of $18 from 1-800-Flowers. You can get that Groupon, get yourself a set of flowers, and order yourself some flowers. Or do something special. If you don't like flowers, do something special, simple. Take a long, resourceful bath. Take yourself to dinner. Do something wonderful for you today. This is Elle Huston on The Love Journey, reminding you that the answer is you. You are the answer to whatever situation. And love is the medicine to your heart. It's time for us to really heal our hearts today, family. And so I'm not really sure if you really understand what I mean by that, but we're going to be discussing more of that as we move through our situation. So I want to remind you again that there's nothing better than love, loving ourselves. There's nothing better than you owning your voice. All right, family. I want to remind you that I truly love you and really appreciate all of you being here. For some reason, I don't think that want to play, so I'm just going to play something else, but I'm going to play Lonnie Liston Smith. How about that? Maybe I should play Erykah Badu, I'm in love with you, right? That's what I'm in love with you, Cap. All right, have a great day, family. I'll see you in the morning. Oh, yeah. Kind of pushing the mind up to make it. This is Ziggy Marley and Erykah Badu, family. I'm in love with you.
And she said she needs more than a friend. That's all I've ever been. But one day you won't understand. Your badu badi la do de de. Now remember the first time that we met you. Now could I forget you? When you smile and I turn and I say to you, yo, you pure and true. I'm in love,
I'm in love
you.
With you.
In love,
in love
with you.
You.
In love with you. In love with you. I'm in love with you. In love with you. In love with you. In love with you. Now I'm so in love, baby. And I don't care what your mama says. And then it's not me. And I don't care what your sister says. Nobody will say that.
Badu da di da do 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 do
All right, you've been listening to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience, and here I got to play the whispers. I love you. I've got to play the whispers. You know you can't. I don't know what's going on. Ain't nothing on the Blog Talk playing. Let me see. Go over here. I wonder if Blog Talk can even hear me. Can you hear me? Well, I was going to play it, but I don't know where it's playing on my Blog Talk screen. And, you know, I'm feeling love today, y'all. I'm in love with you. In love with you. I'm in love with you. In love with you. All right. I guess I'll just need to let it go. You all have a wonderful, amazing, love-filled day. And know that I love you.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.